Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Team News. Can you hear us? This is a good question. It's the first and most important question. Please say yes. Say something in the chat just before we go on to a whole 20-minute set. Here we go. Still waiting to hear the delay. So we are live. This is me, El Fozzy, not Joe, hence why we're half an hour late. And probably this is going to be full of hilarious mistakes. But I am here with Neil Rigg, a.k.a. Sconto Riga. Loud and clear. Hello. Thank you very much, Rodu. So how are you doing, Neil? How's your setup? How's your day been, apart from me delaying you for half an hour?
Yeah, not so bad, because, I mean, there's slightly fewer press conferences as there usually is on a Friday, with it being a blank game week, but we've still got plenty to bring you. I think all 16 teams who are playing this weekend, we've got team news on, and bonus information from Liverpool and Chelsea as well.
Okie dokie. Well, as we all know, my team is absolutely shocking, as everybody followed the Misery Loves Company stream earlier this week, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon. So I'm still working out what to do for this. So hopefully your team news is going to help me make those final decisions. So let's launch right into it and let's see if this kind of works. Fingers crossed. Okay. Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest. Is that a match that's happening?
Yes, it is. Yeah, one of the three, four, three.
We're not appearing in those, but don't worry about it. But I will try and fix that while we're talking.
Yes. So I think it's pretty much as you were for Villa. They're still without Carlos, Conser and Duran. Concert's making progress, but not ready for this one. And then they've got the season-ending injuries, Kamara, Mings and Buendia. Forest, they were expecting to have a trio of players back from international duty. Sangare, Bolly and Olaena. They've all got injuries. They've all come back from Ivory Coast with injuries. They're all going to miss this weekend's game with Aston Villa. Not sure about time frames on them. Wood's still out as well. Montiel's back in training. There might be a slight concern over Taiwo Awoniyi as well. He wasn't seen in training in midweek. He himself said he was fine after being subbed last weekend, but Nuno said that he'd have to be assessed. So I'll delve deeper into that press conference, but he might be a doubt as well.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. Hopefully, well, I mean, both teams in decent form. I mean, Forest did pretty well last week, so both teams in decent form, so it'll be an interesting game, that. Probably more Villa representation than Forest. Okay, let's go on to Brighton versus Everton. Hopefully we'll stay here. Yes, our faces have stayed in the right place this time. Hurrah. it does say Leicester, of course, at the top. My God, it's been a day of it. I do apologise, everybody. I'm going to try and fix this as we go. But yeah, assume that doesn't say Leicester. Assume it says Brighton. I've had a whole day trying to update all this. But yes, moving aside Leicester, Brighton.
how is that? Yeah, Brighton are, well, they're not in too good a shape, actually, because Pedro's still out. He's still a few weeks away from a return. Hinshelwood and March are longer-term injuries as well. Mitoma's the latest doubt. He's got a back injury. I think it's a recurring thing. And De Zerbi wasn't sure if he's going to be able to play for this one. I think he was actually rather more negative than positive on this. So I think he's 50% flagged in FPL. That might get downgraded even further. Milner, we're waiting an update on. He's been out for the best part of February as well. There is one boost, and that is the long-forgotten Julio Enciso. He's going to be on the bench this weekend. I think he's been out all season, pretty much, with a knee injury. But he is back in training, and he's going to be amongst the substitutes this weekend. And as for their opponents, who are, remind me, Chris, who they're playing?
Everton, I believe. Surely the greatest team in the league. I don't know how you could forget those that incredible team. But yes, goal scoring superstar heroes. This is going to be. This has got like 7-7 written all over it, right? Or maybe 7-0. I don't know.
But yeah. Well, you beat Yarmouth Brighton at the Amex last season, if I remember right.
Was it 5? Yeah, 5-1. I would love it if that happened again. To quote Mr. Keegan, I don't expect it. We do now have the seagulls. The seagulls have flown in to displace the foxes, so that's good. They're in the right place now. Go on then.
I'd be astonished if that happens again. Yeah, you're not in bad nick, really. Danjuma, Gomez, and Dele Alli, of course, they're all still out. Coleman's back. He was only ill on Monday night. And Mikulenko, Dice is hopeful of him being available. You just picked him on minor knock against Palace, but Dice seemed fairly positive on him.
Okay, fair enough. So full strength there. Well, we'll hopefully see if Calvert-Lewin can finally score. That'd be interesting. But cool. Moving on. So Palace versus Burnley. What do we think there? Oh, I've got Man United. I've got Man United full. This is so you're gonna have to. Do forgive me. This the amount of work that went in to get this right, and it's still wrong. I do apologise. I'll let you. You're gonna have to intervene and tell us what actually happened between Palace and.
Palace and Burnley, yeah. We had a first press conference today from Oliver Glasner, the Hodgson successor, and he said that there's not new any concerns from Monday night, but he's not expecting anyone back either. The good news is that Eze is back in training, so he should be back in game week 27 if all goes well in training next week. He's only had 2 days, so he's not ready this weekend. Same with Will Hughes as well. And then he said we'll see on Mark Gee and Michael Alisi. I think they're slightly longer term. And they've still got Rakitić out, still got Doucouré out, Rob Holden as well, and they're more longer term. As for Burnley, this was one of 4 press conferences yesterday. They've had a season-ending injury of their own. Aaron Ramsey, not that one, the other one, he's joined the long-term injury list, probably even out for the start of next season, actually, with a really serious knee injury. Foster, Koliosu, Redmond, they're all out as well for months and months. Mike Tressor could be back, but Jordan Bayers, he's been out since, I think, December. He's progressing well, according to company, but he's been non-committal on a return date, so he might still be out as well.
Oh, see, this is the new Palace manager.
Yeah.
His first time and post, isn't it? So he's not had much time with the squad, so we'll see. Any expectations? I don't know, I haven't read the other articles about how we expect him to play.
Yeah, there's a good article from Tom on the site. He did a scout report last night. He's attack-minded. He likes a fast counter-attack and a bit of a press now and again. So I think he might see a bit more attacking football than what we're used to under Paul Roy. Plays with wing-backs as well, or has played with wing-backs. So he might unleash the power of Tyrick Mitchell. And I think it's Daniel Munoz on the other side as well, who's looked quite handy. He might make the scout picks tonight. If I'll give you a little sneak preview of that. The right wing back for Palace.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we'll go on. We'll continue on anyway with the calamity. So just this, I want to give a shout out to Joe, who does this every week, and obviously David as well, and others. I'm obviously have another job, so I've kind of came in to try and help with this. Totally forgot about it this morning, and then have had to try and put it all together. So please bear with us. Fortunately, we have one expert in the chair, so which is wonderful. Neil, who's now going to tell us about Man United against Fulham.
Which has the most
Palace logo inexplicably there, so that's great.
It's good, but I can't actually see what's on your screen, which is
yeah, it's like guess the logos. It's we've got the completely wrong logos there. That's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, the most bought player of game week 26 is injured. Rasmus Højlund. He's been bought by 400,000 people already, but he's out. He's going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks, probably with a muscle injury. He might be the most transferred out player of this week by the end of tomorrow. I don't think there's anything else new. Luke Shaw, of course, he's out for possibly this season. He was injured last weekend, and Man United gave an update earlier this week to pretty much confirm that it'll be several months. And then Malacia, Mount, Martinez, Wan-Bissaka, and Martial, we're not expecting any of those back either. Fulham, again, they were up yesterday. Marco Silva. There's only Jimenez who's definitely out. Williams, a slight doubt, but Silva seemed quite positive on him. I think he had a tight hamstring last weekend, and he has a chance of featuring. Amanda Broja's back. He was ill against Aston Villa, but he's now available again. There's a one addition on the suspension list, however, and it's a significant one. It's João Palhinha, who's very influential in the midfield. He's banned now for the next two games because he's become the first player to reach 10 bookings for the season.
Okay. Well, are there many hovering around that?
There's another two, I think, and it's Nicholas Jackson of Chelsea and Bruno of Newcastle as well.
Okay, fair enough. Interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to see Broja, see how he starts for Fulham, and also, yeah, obviously Højlund and Garnacho, the in form, both of them for United. So that should be interesting, very interesting game. I imagine we'll see a lot of Garnachos in a lot of teams at the moment. Moving on to Bournemouth versus Man City, with the logos at least should be correct because it's the same as I did last year. I don't know if this is the correct information, but yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Bournemouth, I'll start with the host. Nothing's changed on the injury front, so I think they're still going to be without Aarons, Hill, Adams and Fredericks. Billing's suspended as well. This is his final match of a three-game ban. They will get Romain Favre back. He was ill last weekend at Newcastle, but he's going to return. Nothing much new at Man City either. So Grealish and Guardiola are still out. They're a lot closer to recovery, according to Pep today. Possibly for the Manchester derby in the following week, but not for this one. De Bruyne isn't injured. He was unused as a substitute against Brentford, but Pep says today that he's good, he's not injured. He's trained individually yesterday. I think they've had a few days off team training anyway. So, and then they're going to assess him today in team training at four, but he said he fully expects him to travel. He said he's pretty sure, that was his words. That doesn't mean start, of course. If he travels, he could be on the bench again.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Again, the final word is going to be after training today at 4 o'clock, which is about to start.
Okay, fair enough. So let us move right along. So the final game from tomorrow is the magical mystery tour of what logos will show up, but it is Arsenal against Newcastle. Big, big game there. Yeah. Certainly Newcastle's tight defence at the moment. That will be an Arsenal scoring hatfuls all over the place. Could be a big scoring game, this.
Yeah, we haven't scored there since 2014. So now 10 years, we haven't scored a single goal at the Emirates. So I'm fully expecting a home win. Arteta actually gave us something for once in the press conference. He's usually non-committal, but he did say that Partey's been back in training. We knew that anyway, but he didn't feature against Porto, but he's very, very close, according to Arteta. They're just going to assess whether he's match fit or not. Obviously, he's going to be on the bench at first anyway. He said that Jesus has done a few things in training, so that's obviously like a partial return. He said Zinchenko's not far away. Tomiyasu was a little bit behind those two, so we're not expecting him to feature. And obviously Timber's out longer term as well, but we'll feature again this season.
Yeah.
A few bits of information from Arteta without giving anything away, which is sort of his trademark, really. Eddie Howe's been a bit more clear-cut. He's confirmed that Fabian Scher's fit. He had a wrist injury last weekend, but he's all right. He's trained. And we might get Isak back. We might get Willick back as well. They've trained this week. Again, late calls on how match fit they are. Willick's obviously not going to start after so long out. Isak's been out for about a month, so he could be thrust straight back in, but I think there's still enough doubt to think that Gordon might lead the line tomorrow. They've still got a number of players out on top of that. Wilson, Anderson, Joe Linton, Tonali, Pope and Target as well.
Yeah. What's the long-term timing for Pope? Is that not expected this season? Is it going to be deprived?
No, he should be back this season. Yeah, I think they were thinking around about April, so definitely after the March break. So that would be, what, game week 30? From any point from that on, I think, is a possibility. April was the original timeline, I think, so we'll see the closer we get to that, whether that's true, whether he's ahead of or slightly behind schedule.
Yeah, no, I was reading something the day, or it might be on social media, just about how much difference it makes to Pope coming out and Dubravka, yeah. Although not a bad goalkeeper, but he just doesn't come out and command the box in the same way.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, which leaves the back line looking more exposed, yeah, and slow, and it's... So, but yeah, no, it's interesting. I'm good to see Fabian Scher is fit as well after I've held him the entire season, took him out before all his goals. So expect another virtuoso performance from Scher, and another goal this week. Okay, we are on to the Sunday game, which is Wolves versus Sheffield United. Logo's correct. It's all good. I get a little frisson of probably not the right text, but the logos are correct at least. So not much to say here.
No, there's not. Wolves have only got one injury, and it's Matias Cunha. And he should be back after the international break in game week 30-ish, give or take a week or two. But that's certainly a better prognosis than it was originally. I think there was fears he could be out for the season. So that is it on the Wolves team news. Sheffield United, yeah, there's a bit more uncertainty because... while there wasn't wanting to give too much away, he did say two or three are progressing. We know there'll definitely be Max Lowe and Reece Norrington Davies. Their seasons are ended, so they joined Basham and Egan on the long term list. Holgate's banned, of course, for that horror challenge last week. 3-match ban for him. Baldock is thought to be one of the ones who's close to return, so he has been on the grass. Jebison's a week or two behind, I think. And the other two are the ones probably I say most people be interested in, a handful. It's Brereton Diaz and Cameron Archer, who still be on a few benches, I think. Brereton Diaz wasn't close last weekend because of a hamstring injury. Archer only missed out, I think, because of calf tightness, but nothing concrete on those two, unfortunately. So Wilder's keeping his cards close to his chest.
And I think that obviously there'll be a lot of Wolves action starting to appear in a lot of teams. Wolves are, you know, the scoring, there's a few choice picks emerging. As people try and navigate the break, I was going to ask you: strategy wise, we'll go into the two in a second. Are you just navigating, or are you going to free hit, or you've got anything exciting?
Yeah, it's a very good question because I had been planning to dead end until 29, and gradually bring in players. But then you look at the short term games that could be made by someone like Huang or Neto.
Yeah.
The alternative would be bringing someone in like Leon Bailey or Douglas Luiz this week. Not bad picks, but certainly not as you think as explosive as Net or what Huang are going to be against Sheffield United. So I am sort of slightly changing tack.
I need something. And I think
don't take my advice this season. I'm doing.
Oh God, probably not as bad as me. It's going to take me a minus eight at least to get a team out, and that's like, oh, I thought I'd even played for this, but obviously not very well. I should really read the website, shouldn't I? Moving on to the final game of our slightly blank, truncated game week, which is West Ham versus Brentford and not Forest. There, apologies. Close enough. I've got the Nottingham Forest text as well. Like I've got almost there, but not quite. I'm going to remove the erroneous thing. You can have West Ham information. You can make it the rest. So West Ham against Brentford.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, West Ham close to having a full bill of health. So that's Paqueta's back in training. He's the last injury doubt, but he's very close to returning. He's in contention, according to Moyes. They do have someone absent through suspension, though, and that's Calvin Phillips. He was sent off for two big offences last weekend. Brentford, yeah, that was the last press conference I think I heard from Thomas Frank. I don't think anything's changed from the Man City game in week. Everyone's available again, and they're not getting anyone back. And Mbeumo, a bit of a timeline on him finally. He's going to be hopefully after the international break, there's going to be a lot of those sort of game week 30-ish returns. Same with Pinnick. Hickey and Sharda, no time frames on those two, but Henry and De Silva, they're out for the season.
Yeah, okay. And finally, obviously, it's not a match in fantasy, unless you're playing Fantasy Caribou Cup, which I don't think there is one. But we've got the cup final on Sunday as well. What anything in there that we should keep an eye of? Just, you know, looking ahead, obviously, to what the impact going forward. Liverpool seem to have a growing injury list at present.
Just a week or two after having almost a clean bill of health. Yeah, you're right. These are important things to keep an eye on for game week 27, Liverpool especially. So it was Pep Linders who was taking the presser this morning. He said that Szoboszlai, Salah and Darwin are all going to be assessed before the final, so they're not seriously injured. In fact, we've seen Salah and Darwin arrive at the training ground this afternoon, so they're hopefully in contention. Not so good news on the rest of them. So Trent and Alisson, they're both going to be out until after the March international break. So won't see them before game week 30. Curtis Jones might be back slightly before then, but not in time for this weekend. Jota's out for, I think, even longer term. I think they said months for him. Wow. So
good. Another good decision to bring in. That was a mastering everything at the moment. But yeah, it looks so good for those first like 20 minutes or so in that match.
Yeah. It's been a fiendish season for injuries, hasn't it? And just bad breaks.
Yeah.
And they've got longer-term absentees as well. Thiago, Baye, Sadic as well. Doak, Matip. So I think they're 10 strong in terms of injuries. Chelsea, I think they're slightly less interest from a fantasy perspective, but I'll tell you their team news. Thiago's the one who could be back this weekend. He started training again. He's been out with a minor groin injury. Cucurella, remember him, he's made a partial return to team training. He'll be some distance off. I think he's been out since around about October. And then they've got Chukwuemeka, Lavia, Oguchukwu, Rhys James, Fofana and Badia Shield. They're all still injured.
Okay, cool. Well, we've hurried through it. Thanks. Thank you for your professionalism. I did my best. Again, apologies to the regular Scout regulars. Normal service will resume shortly with Joe's coming back in next week. I did offer to stand in and then totally forgot about it, so I had to kind of scramble to go in half an hour from something I did last year. Hence why my rapid replacement of Logos didn't always go to plan. Joe will be back. I know a few people have asked in the stream about David. That there'll be updates on that soon. He's got some stuff going on in his life, so which has kind of kept him out of the limelight for the moment. But hopefully we'll have some updates on that soon. Our own injury list is growing at the moment in terms of we've got the same problems Klopp has got. But
most of we don't want a third choice.
Yeah, now and Sam's off on holiday as well. It's
oh yes, she is. Yeah.
I picked a bad week to give up sniffing glue, as they say in airplane. I think that's it. If we get any questions, we should wrap up in a couple of minutes. If we get anything in the Bournemouth versus Man City FPL Spartans, we did Bournemouth versus Man City.
We did. Yeah.
We did. That's one of the ones I got right. That was you might have forgotten it, Spartans, because it was the one that was correct. That's on the page. Anything in the chat? Anybody got any questions they need to ask, need answering? No. Good. Something about Az, don't know who that is. And Neil long suffering to part with us. So I think we can probably bring the suffering to an end there. But obviously, if you thought the stream was mildly entertaining, whether you liked it or not, please do like the stream and do subscribe, of course, and go and check out the members area where far more professional people than me put out great content and data for your delectation. And I wish you all the very best of luck in this slightly short game week. There's loads of stuff about chip strategies and whether you should be playing free hit and what potential free hits you could play. Across on the Scout website, I'm sure there's a few videos about that. I think there's a Q&A coming up shortly, which I'm not in. I'm not in, thank goodness. Everyone's breathing a sigh of relief. So we'll get off to let them to come on. So if you're hanging around and want some more Scout content, you've got Az, who's been clamoured for in the chat. I can't understand it myself, but, you know, people seem to like him. Along with Gianni Paticci, housewife's favourite. So it will be something of a two very, very handsome young chaps chatting about fantasy. So... love you guys, and have a good fantasy weekend, and we will be back, and someone else will be back in this chair next week, and I'll stop dropping occasionally to cause havoc. But Neil, thanks for that. Good stuff.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, thanks for watching, everybody. See you next week.
Cheers.